Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope you're having an awesome week. This past Sunday, we continued our series in Ephesians, and we were looking at Ephesians, the latter part of Ephesians 6. And verse 10 of Ephesians 6, some of you may know, but it says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil." And a couple of the questions that we looked at in Mount Vernon, just relating to that first verse in Ephesians 6:10 that we just read, is, you know, it says, "Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might." And so you might ask, well, why and how? And why? There were a couple of things we mentioned there. And the first is, well, let's consider the alternative. Let's say that you're considering this possibility of being strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. And we say, well, what's the alternative to that? And it's honestly an alternative that we're constantly being encouraged to take, both by our own flesh and also by the culture that we live in. And the alternative is, be strong in yourself and in the strength of your might. And it should be clear that this plays to my pride, and it plays to your pride. It's tempting to think, yeah, I'm going to be strong in myself and in the strength of my might. And this is where you and I need to be aware of the trap to overestimate yourself and to underestimate your enemy. Because when you think about, you know, why we should be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might, clearly he has more strength than us. And so it's better for us to be strong in him as opposed to being strong in our weakness, in our own selves. But we also, in this text, Paul tells us who's the enemy. And in various ways, Paul says the enemy is the devil. It's the cosmic powers over this present darkness. It's the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. And so we learn a few things about this enemy that we wrestle and fight against. Our enemy is evil. Our enemy is spiritual, which is a huge advantage because we, unless it's a unique moment, we don't see our enemy. We don't hear our enemy. Our enemy may be near us right now, and we probably wouldn't know it. Our enemy is evil. Our enemy is spiritual. Our enemy is powerful. Our enemy is methodical. That word for schemes, the Greek word is methodia. And so our enemy, he has schemes. He's got plans. He's got a method to his evil and deceit. The enemy comes to steal and kill and destroy. And so Paul here says, hey, for those of us who are seeking to follow Jesus, know Jesus, love Jesus, those of us who have been made new by Jesus, Paul says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. And so you might ask, well, how do we do that? And Paul says, well, you put on the full armor of God. And so brothers and sisters in Christ, I want to remind you, and sometimes this can be a little bit scary. I mean, certainly we don't need to be fearful of our enemy because Christ has conquered all and Christ is stronger than our enemy. But it is appropriate for us to acknowledge that our enemy is stronger than us in our own strength. And so Paul says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. And if you're asking, well, how do I do that? Paul gives us the answer. He says, put on the full armor of God. And I'm not going to read the list to you, but I just want to point out the first two. Are truth and righteousness. And when you look in other passages of scripture, we learn that our enemy, the devil and demons, their primary weapon is deceit. And so Paul says, hey, truth, the truth of Christ, to fight the lies of the enemy. And then righteousness, because Satan is the accuser. And so when you put on the righteousness of Christ and Satan comes knocking on the door of your heart, so to speak, and says, hey, you're wicked and you're evil and God could never love you and God could never forgive you. He's spitting out lies. And when you have the righteousness of Christ and the truth of Christ, it allows you to combat both the enemy's deceit and the enemy's accusations. And so I want to challenge you today to be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. And today, with intentionality, remind yourself of the armor of God, the full armor of God that is available to all in God's Son, Jesus, our Lord. Let's take a minute and pray and ask God to help us to engage well in this fight until the Lord brings us home or until the Lord returns. Father in heaven, we love you. We praise you. We thank you that you are the Most High. You are the most powerful, and that you are good. Father, please help us to be strong in you and in the strength of your might. Please help us today to put on the full armor of God so that we might stand. God, we pray for those who do not yet know you. God, that you would remind us that we are a sent people and that you have sent us to proclaim the greatness and the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please help us to do that well with grace and with truth. Father, for everyone listening today, we pray that you would bless their day. God, that we would fix our eyes on Jesus, our Lord, and certainly not on our enemy, but God, that we would take up the armor that you have given to us in your love. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well. God bless.